There definitely is a kind of cognitive dissonance there in terms of, you know, they teach us about the urgency of the climate crisis and also about the urgency of social issues, and you know, those things really overlap. Like if you look at the fossil fuel industry, it's not just an environmental, it's not just an ecological thing. It's about looking at how this impacts people as well. So we learn about all those things. But then in terms of actual action, it's really disappointing to see the university fall short on actually doing things in a concrete way. Even though they teach us all these values and they even claim to be, you know, a climate leader and a social leader and, you know, we're a liberal arts institution, we're progressive and all that. But then at the end of the day, they're still actively, like, financially contributing to the fossil fuel industry, which is the most environmentally and socially destructive industry. So it's really, it's frustrating to see that.
What kind of response has Divest MTA received from university faculty and administration so far?
So back in January, we took a motion to the faculty council to recommend divestment, and that passed. So basically that is a recommendation on behalf of the faculty council. So it was really good to see that faculty support. I mean, I know we've always known that we've had, you know, a good amount of faculty support. There are, you know, professors and other staff who have always been supportive of us and, you know, helping us out. But it was nice to see that concrete expression of support. And then in February, we took a motion to the Senate, and that one was really big. So that one passed as well. And the motion that passed was to recommend to the Board of Regents that they look into divestment. So ultimately, it's down to the Board of Regents to look into divestment themselves. It's not the power of the Senate, but it's a big step in the right direction, and especially because the university president, Jean-Paul Boudreau, expressed his support for divestment at that Senate meeting, which is something that we've never heard from him before. So that was big as well.
Some people will say universities are responsible for using their endowment to generate cash, which is needed for services and facilities, and these kinds of investments in fossil fuels are one way of doing that. How do you respond to that?
I would say, I mean, fossil fuels are not a sustainable investment economically or environmentally. Even if right now it looks like, you know, an economically viable investment opportunity, like as a whole, our economy has to move away from fossil fuels one way or another. Like that is the only way that we have any hope of, you know, of lessening the impacts of the climate crisis. So like we're headed in that direction of phasing out fossil fuels. So even if it seems like a good investment right now, you know, like that's not where the future is headed. And you know, we could be investing in renewable energy, which, you know, I think there's a huge future in that. So yeah, that's what I would say.
And of course, this Friday, March 25th, it's Fridays for Future climate strike happening internationally. What's planned for Sackville and Mount Allison University?
So our plan, we're going to be meeting on the university campus. We're going to be next to the library. And what we have planned is a bit of a different action than usual. We're doing an art action. So we've made a banner that depicts kind of imagery of the fossil fuel industry. And we're going to be getting people to put their handprints in paint on top of that banner. So, you know, it's like the metaphor of like covering up this imagery of the fossil fuel industry with us, you know, and that ties back to the theme of the strike as well. The global theme is people, not profit. So that's what we're trying to do there is, you know, put the people over the profit, literally. So we're going to be doing that starting at 10:30 a.m. So we're going to be opening with a few speeches and things like that at 10:30. And then from 10:30 to 1, we're going to be running that art activity so people can come by and participate in that. And we're planning on doing some chalking as well, weather permitting, so people can write some messages about climate justice. And then at 1 p.m., we're going to be taking our banner and heading over to Centennial Hall, where we'll do some chants, you know, like we've all seen with other strikes, that kind of classic climate march.